Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's go back to a week ago now. This is Amanda calling up for the very first time.
Well, I'm 33 now, and I've never had a relationship last more than a year. Mm-hmm. You know, usually 6 months it starts to go downhill. And it's just like you start thinking at a certain age, I want to get married one day, and it's like, what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. You know, once or twice I've dumped someone or they dumped me, you know what I mean? It was never like a crazy breakup, really.
What is your type of guy?
You know, I mean, I try, you know, to find someone, you know, that has a job and, you know, I think has good morals. You never know, though. You know what I mean?
All right. So our idea was this, and we've done relationship report card before, is nobody has better perspective on what happened in that relationship than one of the ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, because they are going to be able to come on and be honest and say, this is why it didn't work out. And we did that every single day without her being on the phone so that we could get some honesty. And then after a while, you figure out if there's a pattern that's formed or, you know, get some sort of insight in, you know, the way you are in a relationship that you wouldn't get otherwise.
So one of two things is going to happen here is she's been listening and she's been analyzing what they said. And she's really, really gotten an education, or she's going to be so defensive that she just shut down.
Well, what happened last week is Thursday, we were supposed to talk to a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. She called up and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. And she was defensive on Thursday. Then we talked to her and said, just one more boyfriend. And then Friday, Alex came on, and then we realized, wait a second, Alex did not know that he was an ex-boyfriend until we contacted him to be on this panel.
Yeah, and details.
And so I feel like, well, she was defensive on Thursday. Now she knows that we're going to ask her, why didn't Alex know that you were not broken up, even though you're on a break, but whatever. And so I have a feeling that she's going to be a little more, I don't know, harsh with us today.
All right. We have much ground to cover here. There were four boyfriends that we had on, John, Nathan, Eric, and Alex. Hey, Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Okay. How are you guys?
Good. You want to take the last one and work our way backwards, or would you like to start with John and work our way up to the ex-boyfriend who didn't know he was an ex-boyfriend?
I guess we'll start with that, John.
Okay. We'll move our way from the beginning.
From the beginning.
Yes.
All right. This was John initially.
I think first and foremost, you know, it was a long time ago. We were kind of young. So I'd say about half a year into being together. To me, as a 21-year-old, she just got really homebody-ish. It felt like we were in our 30s all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And her excuse for all this was like, well, you know, we should stay in because we have tests next week. And I don't know, I was more into, you know, partying.
All right, so the gist there is you guys are young, he still wants to party, and you want to get serious about your career and graduating.
Right. And that's exactly what happened. Like, he was totally, you know, into drinking and partying, and I just wasn't. I wanted to get my, you know, I was going to law school. I was, you know, trying to work on my grades. I needed, like, that was the issue.
All right, let me play this, because this was Alex on Friday. He didn't realize he was an ex-boyfriend until producer Tracy called him.
Had no clue until I got a call from your producer. We were taking a break to sort of focus on some personal stuff.
Whose idea was the break?
It was hers.
Her idea. Yeah.
But it didn't seem unusual to me or anything like that. I mean, we spent a lot of time with each other. We're very career-minded. I didn't think there was anything wrong whatsoever.
Okay, so Alex comes on and says he had no idea.
Right, which is ridiculous, because when you tell someone that you want to take a break, I mean, basically you're breaking up with them. I haven't texted him in weeks. I mean, what? I don't understand.
Well,
that was baffling.
I think we tried to define this on Friday, like taking a break and breaking up are really two different things.
Yeah, just
like,
say you're breaking up.
I think the taking the break is really limbo for breaking up, but it's not really official just yet. It's like, okay, I'm going to go do my thing, you do your thing, we'll meet back here in 4 weeks and we'll see if it works out. There's no like nice little breakup bow that's tied.
Yeah. The nice way of saying we're breaking up. Like, I realize.
Well, no, the nice way to say that we're breaking up is, hey, we're breaking up. Like, taking a break, there are two very, very, very different things.
Yeah.
Here's Raven here. She's got some input. Hey, Raven.
Okay. Hey, I just disagree with you guys because I do the same thing. I break up with a boyfriend to see if he's going to fight for me to come back. You know, I think the most important thing that they have or going on, and I kind of self-sabotage their relationship to see if they'll fight for me. And she does the exact same thing.
That's so Raven.
Do they fight for you?
Yeah, just to see if they care about me or love me enough to fight for me to want me back. Let me see how much they care about me and see if they'll fight for me. And
I understand.
She does the exact same thing.
I understand what you're saying and why you do it, but do they fight for you? Does it work?
No. It doesn't. And she's realizing it doesn't work for her either, so we got to do something about it.
Theory not working. Christine called us earlier in the morning, and she said the same thing, that she's broken up with guys and tested them, and they haven't come back. But then she goes back to them, and at that point, you've lost complete control in the relationship.
You know what we're really learning here is that guys are lazy.
What was the reason why you went on the break / the breakup with Alex then without him knowing?
Because I mean, we were just working a lot. We never saw each other. And then when I wasn't working, we were together all the time. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, we work, and he works a lot as well, but there was stuff I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, work out more. I wanted to, you know, be with my girlfriends. I wasn't seeing them at all.
It sounds like you don't even want a relationship right now in your life at all.
I do. I mean, it's just, I don't, you know.
Do you have time for it?
Work.
Well, I'm confused because it seems like what you wanted with the first guy is for them to be more homebody. Well, here's a guy that was going to be happy to be a homebody with you, and then you didn't want him.
Well, I mean, it's not that I didn't want him. I was just very, you know, it was very busy.
Were things going great with Alex before you guys went on the break?
Yeah, they were going really good.
Well, if things were going well with Alex and you broke up with him because you didn't have time and that was just last week, then if what you're saying is if anybody comes into your life right now, you don't have time for it because you did. Things were fine with Alex.
Hey, I mean, maybe I need to slow down with my, you know, I work a lot.
Was
maybe
he a I poor performer down. In any area?
No, he wasn't at all. I mean, everything was, you know, good.
I'm even more confused.
Me too.
Well, the one thing that we do have with the tie-in between Eric and Alex is communication problems. Eric didn't know why you broke up, and Alex didn't know he was broken up with. So
it seems to me, and I said this at the beginning of last week, and I still think the same thing that a lot of callers are saying is the self-sabotage part, because things go well and you end it. And I'm not sure if you're trying to find the absolute most 100% perfect man and are unrealistic about what a relationship really is.
Maybe, you know, I haven't met the right person yet. And maybe when, you know, I do, maybe then I'll, you know, settle down and nothing will be wrong and I won't, you know, mind all the little things.
Yeah, and that was my initial point when we first started this whole thing, that I do think women put their finger on the panic button at some point and say, what am I doing wrong in these relationships? When the truth of the matter is, there is a good chance you're not doing anything wrong. You just haven't met a guy that fits who you are yet.
Right, and maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's what it is.
Hey, Brandon, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning, Bert Show. How are y'all doing today?
Good. All right, thank you.
These poor women that, you know, what perfect person are they waiting for? That could have passed. They sabotage everything that they touch. Why?
Well, I think she just hasn't met the right guy, to be honest with you.
How do you know? Every time she gets close, she jerks the sex, she jerks the partying. What's next?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a fine line between...
I can tell you what's not happening.
You know, there's a fine line between settling down for somebody that you know, just because of the time thing, and to find the person that's right for you, because I do think it's always worth the wait. I think you should wait it out and not rush into anything, but yeah, I just think that Amanda seems to... Things happen when things are going well. That's when the problems start.
Is it possible that you've sort of like been brainwashed by society to think that you should be in a relationship when the truth is you really don't want to be in one right now, or you don't have the time for one right now?
Maybe that's the issue. Maybe I don't have the time. Maybe I haven't met the right guy and I don't have the time. Maybe that is the problem.
Why are you upset?
I don't know. It's just, you know, it's difficult to listen to, you know, all of it, and... I mean, it was like a very, like, draining week last week.
That must be very hard to listen.
And it's only Monday. Thank God it's a short week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, Ryan, good morning.
Hey,
what's going on, guys?
Hey. What's up?
Hey, I've been listening to this all week. Actually, I love you guys' show, by the way. My girlfriend got me turned on to you guys, from the regular guys.
Thanks, man.
So, but I've been listening to all these problems, and, you know, it sounds like you're a great girl. You're nice, but I think you're way overanalyzing these relationships. And the other two previous women that just called in talking about they want to test these men, I think they're acting like loony bins, to be honest with you. I mean, if you're in a relationship and you like somebody, and especially this last guy who, well, apparently said he didn't know that you were broken up, which he should have figured it out, but... if you guys were on the verge of getting married and you're looking at rings, don't you think he kind of loves you? I mean, don't you think that's proven enough that he's saying, okay, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you because we're about to get married?
But she needed really, really proof. She needed really double proof.
You had at least in two of these situations, in half of the situations, both guys said that they would have continued the situation. Like Eric said, had you not pulled the sex part, you guys would still be going out. Alex says that had you not gone on the break, he'd still be in the relationship with you. So the only thing I can conclude is that you think you're ready for a relationship, but you really aren't.
Right, and maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I need to, you know, look at myself more. Maybe you guys are right.
I just don't think the time is right for you to settle down with somebody yet. You want that to be you, but that's really not the case. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
I think it's a good analysis of the whole week and her whole situation.
I can't tell, though, because I think Amanda just wants it to be over with. I think she's accepting anything we say.
I'm a little done with it.
And I can't tell if that's the right read or not, because I could say that you need to, you know, I don't know, move to Canada, and she'd be like, you know what, you're right. You're right, Melissa. Just get me off the phone. Just get me away from you guys.
The pain is over. It's over.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. I hope you got a little bit something out of it.
Yeah, I know I did. A little bit.
You can't wait to get off the phone.
Like, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
She says, bye-bye. I got something out of it. I ain't listening to you guys no more.
Oh, she hates us.
Another satisfied Burt Show
That's
customer,
right.
People.
Hey, the Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.